It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Lanise Peterman. She is the mayor of Helper City. And Helper City, Utah's Christmas town, is getting ready to kick it off for real in a couple of weeks. Actually, starting next week, we'll have the craft fair. We'll talk about that for just a moment. But then the big one, it's the light parade and all of those great things that are tied into it coming up right around that first weekend in December. So let's just bring her in and start talking about it. Lanise, how are you today?
I'm good, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime. I love talking about Helper. I'm from Helper. I live in Helper. I love Helper. I love letting people know all about the cool little town that we live in. So let's start off with, first and foremost, the good question and the one question that we always ask: how are things going right now up in Helper?
Things are going very well. We're excited about the T-Mobile money, and we're actually going to leverage that and look for some matching grants to continue the good work on Main Street. But the light poles have come down. They're going to be powder coated and have new tops put on them that are dark sky compliant. And we'll implement 4 new lights in the traffic calms on Main Street.
So you're going right at it. And it's, you know, one of those things that it's great that you get these grants. The T-Mobile grant was huge. And as you said, it's nice to be able to take that money and put it towards getting even more money and making things work that way. And that's kind of how Helper's Main Street was built and funded, was on grants and other things from like the Helper Project and those kinds of folks. We've got all new lights on Main Street for Christmas and and everything like that. And let's start talking about Helper's Christmas, or Utah's Christmas Town. The kicks off really next weekend, the 19th and the 20th. And that's the craft fair going on at the auditorium.
Absolutely. So Mark Montoya, Brenda Dieter, they are awesome at creating a great holiday environment in Helper. I give them a huge shout out for continuing the tradition. So it's 30 plus years, and it'll start next weekend, like you said, with the craft fair up in the auditorium, and then it'll just keep rolling from there.
And it's a great thing. So once again, that's the craft fair is the 19th and the 20th of November. And then we have Lights On, November 26th. Easy day to remember because it's the day after Thanksgiving.
Right. We will close down Main Street. We will darken it and walk the students from Sally Morrow up to the park. I'll read a proclamation, and then the kids will do some caroling, and then we'll have a special guest finish the night off.
It's always fun, and it's always great to be downtown on Main Street when those Christmas lights come on. It means a lot, and it also means that, you know, if Helper turns on their Christmas lights, it's okay for everybody else to do theirs as well. And then the big one, like I said, the parade is that first weekend in December, and we don't want to talk too much about it because Mark's going to come in and cover all of that, but it's just always so much fun. And, you know, just to get out with the family. I've got family that always comes down from upstate to go to this, and it's just a lot of fun.
Absolutely. The Light Parade is just an awesome event. It brings everyone out and together to celebrate the start of the holidays, and we have wonderful participants who do a great job with their floats, and Mallory is always emceeing it, so that's always a lot of fun. We actually have a new sponsor, Thrive 125, for the 125th statehood anniversary of Utah. They're providing some money towards Utah's Christmas Town, so that's a new and different group that I'd like to give a shout out to. But we're excited to kick off the holidays.
And you know, usually that's where it ends, is that weekend of the light parade. We have the fireworks, and then it's just regular, ready to go, and it's Christmas all the time from there forward. But this year, we've got a big deal coming on December 18th. at the Rio Theater, Christmas Olive Vivaldi. Now, you and I talked about this a little while back. We had a live broadcast up at the Rio Theater and talked about it for just a moment. But let's spend some more time talking about this. This is a big thing that's coming here to Helper.
It is. We're thrilled to have this Christmas concert. It'll, you know, just continue the festivities from the light parade and going forward. It will be really incredibly talented players, orchestra, singers. So we're just thrilled to have this opportunity to share this experience with the community. Big shout out to West Coast Show Support, who has networked this and worked with a producer and gotten them to come down to Helper, and then the Helper Arts Alliance, who supported it by sponsoring the event.
And once again, this is a really big thing that's coming to Helper. Just more of the Christmas spirit going to be on display. And the other thing is, go and check out the Rio Theater. If you haven't been in it, they have done so much work to it. You probably might not recognize it, really, the inside.
Absolutely. It is a showstopper. We now have carpeting, sound baffling, upgraded lighting, and amazing sound. So I encourage everyone to experience, you know, an orchestra in the Rio. It's just going to be an amazing event.
An amazing, amazing event. Once again, December 18th. Tickets are available right now. $12 or $15 at the door. You can go online to Eventbrite, and Brite is spelled B-R-I-T-E. com, and just search the Rio Theater and take that Christmas Olive Vivaldi or a classical Christmas, and you can get your tickets and get them out of the way and get it taken care of. Then all you got to do is worry about enjoying yourself. It's going to be a great night of music down there on Main Street, and, you know, and just getting you into the Christmas spirit. And now that we've talked everything Christmas, let's talk a little city business. You had a few grants that you said we've had come in, other than the T-Mobile grant, and I've read about a few of them, but let's talk about a few of those.
Sure. So we were fortunate to capture about $135,000 for river restoration work. This is really, I cannot give thanks to Jordan Nielsen, you know, any more than I can. He's just been a great resource and connects us to funders such as the Resource Legacy Fund and others who believe in the project. So we are thrilled to capture those dollars for next spring or over the winter. We'll begin working again on phase six. And then we were awarded a 2-year cycle grant from the Utah Division of Arts and Museums for Helper's Mining and Railroad Museums of $7,500. So we're excited to leverage that. And I'm sure the board will be making decisions on how they'd like to see that expended.
All right. Always something fun going on and Helper. You just got to get up there and check it out. Lanise, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate you taking out the time to come and talk about Helper.
Thank you, Dave.
Now for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.